24th. I live in the
25th of April.
We'll say 25th. Boom,
little 25th. 500 weekend in Bloomington, right. Indiana, which is kind of a big old bitch.
It's the number one, that's what was it, the premier college sports weekend? Is that what it's called?
It's also the death, the death of GeoCities.
Right. Yeah. They're gone.
Which is equally as... I had a site on GeoCities for a while. The first Good Hands team site was on the GeoCities.
I had a site there too.
They had the fucking
GeoCities site.
I did not personally know. No. I didn't mess around.
Not long after I had a GeoCities site, I bought my own domain.
Yeah. I bought my own domain. Not a coincidence. Straight away. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Josh will tell you part of why they're not around anymore.
Oh, the Java like page maker thing. It was in Java, and it's just such a dirt. It was just so like dirty and absolutely. I mean, it would show you what you were doing and what it would look like, but then when you like published it, it looked different than what it said it would look like. You know what I mean? Like the fonts would be slightly like, I don't know.
They call
it misshapen a little bit.
BS WYSIWYG.
Yeah, it was kind of some bullshit.
What you see is kind of what you get.
No, yeah. You see kind it right of here, what you see is. Maybe later, maybe it looks like that. I don't know.
some really dirty acronym, though, whatever that is.
Yeah. I've been a big Google Chrome convert, you know?
Yeah,
try to use it as much as I can. And I got a message in the Gmail wouldn't load for 4 days this week.
Which
and the message is like, hey, maybe you should use Firefox.
Because there's a problem. There's a known problem.
With Chrome. Right.
Yeah.
Hey. Try that other browser that's more supportive.
The one you used to use before Chrome came out.
Right, yeah. That one. Yeah, the one that kind of seemed like Google was down with before, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Matt, speaking of known issues, do you want to talk about your Windows 7 thing? The reboot twice thing?
Well, it's a Vista issue. It's a Vista issue.
Oh, is that Vista? Okay,
Vista
does this,
and it happens when the virus stuff updates, and it happens with other things, okay. too. But Vista
the official
will
fix
thing
is
that,
what?
That it comes up and it's like, things have changed on your computer. If you look it up online,
good options, really. Right.
You need to reboot twice.
That's the official.
You don't reboot once; it doesn't fix it.
Give it
twice.
Two times.
They might as well say. They might as well say blow in the cartridge.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
I'm
really trying
to understand.
Exactly.
I kind of understand how people are frustrated with Vista in this regard. That. That it shouldn't be so like tweaky that you update a virus file, a virus update, DLL or whatever, and it's like, some people violated your Windows.
Yeah.
Right. Is the same time Chrome is crashing, they have the new profile thing. Google profiles.
Yeah, what? What is up?
It's like your official face in a Google search.
Oh, I didn't know that aspect of it. I thought it was just sort of like an extension of your account. Like
it is, but that's how they kind of do it. If you search for Josh Olivo, Google's like Josh Olivo's. Boom, here's Josh Olivo's profile.
Yeah, yeah, that he set up on Google. It just
has links to things he wants you to see.
That's I didn't get it. I saw it earlier.
Yes, google.com/profile/Zebtron. So it lets you, you can be DJ Spice and have your name.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm trying to see if there's...
It's just the idea kind of creeps me out that Google has all these identities.
Actually,
anyway.
Yeah, Matt, have you Googled yourself since you set it up? Google your name, Matthew Meyer. No, go down to the bottom and look at profile results for Matthew Meyer. You're the first one listed. Firefox on a PC. I'm on Firefox on a PC, and I've got profile results for Matthew Meyer. First one is Matthew Meyer, Technomat, Concastador.com, Oakland, California. The second one is Matthew Meyer, cool, Landis dude. Valley yeah. Museum, That's DMS.
Crazy.
The third one is Matthew fast. Meyer, and yeah,
so that the tells other one's you,
in Stockton Heights,
Stockton, want.
Illinois.
Our first Google, right. The first Google is, has Concastador in it, you know?
You just made yourself Googleable.
Well, you're totally Googleified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Bad Mac Journalism is, are these the people who Matt gets Apple gets pissed off at for
no,
saying
these people
like
that
the Mac Rumor people?
About. No, these people oh. that Apple gets excited about. These are the folks that compared like a 17-inch MacBook Pro to a $700 PC.
Why? Because they get excited like, about that.
The article is really, I don't know, it's oversimplified. It's like, it's so much more expensive to have a computer, like a PC, because you have to buy all these other programs. It's like there's no iPhoto, so you have to buy Adobe Elements.
Oh, right, okay.
And you're like,
yeah.
who buys Adobe Elements? And there's no
PC programs are really hard to find.
So you have to pay $50 a year to get virus software. And it's like, I have, none of my computers have any paid virus software on them. You can get virus software for free. Like,
right.
we're doing you all kinds of favors, man. Don't you know how many favors we're doing you?
So they're like, oh, there's this other $700 that you don't even know about. And the resolution is lower than a MacBook Pro on this $700 computer. And the battery life is lower on this $700 computer than a MacBook Pro.
Oh, I see. They're,
and you're like, you're comparing a, like a nearly $3,000 computer.
right.
To a $700 right, computer. Right. A computer that has the battery, like, engineered into the entire case.
Right.
The 17-inch MacBook Pro. The battery is built into the entire case, and you can never take it out. You're comparing that to a $700 computer that you can take the battery out of and put another battery in.
Right. They've always done kind of shady stuff with their ads, though,
they're,
right?
I think there have been that kind of stuff
yes,
going on before.
Yes, they do that, yes. That wasn't them, yeah. though. It yeah. was a different... It wasn't Apple.
Oh.
Yeah, but
oh,
it's somebody it? Like it's somebody, you know, who's on their knob about it. He's like,
yeah,
what they do.
Okay.
I don't know. But that's the whole point, is that it's yeah. an overinflated argument. It's the straw man argument, you know.
Straw man, total straw man, absolutely. But I will even say that the Macs come loaded with a ton of software. Great. Sure.
Ton of shit you don't
do
need necessarily
much?
Either.
Yeah,
exactly.
And that's the other thing that they claim. They try to claim like, oh, there's no bloatware, and it's like, well, I don't use your fucking iMonkey, like whatever, like.
right.
I'm telling you, the last time I used GarageBand, fuck GarageBand.
Right.
And it's I.
Yeah. Like, exactly. Exactly. Exactly, like Josh's buddy when he was in Saudi Arabia, he was happy to have GarageBand.
He was tweaking it out.
I mean,
you can only tweak it out in a certain
way. Trick it out, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. We are brought to you again by Uvu.
Perhaps the Constitution envisions certain one-size-fits-all solutions.
Boring. I hear foghorn. Boring.
The legislature override a gubernatorial veto.
Boring at all.
I'm not feeling any romance between us right now.
You gotta do it like this.
Sade, ready, set, go.
This was a pretty remarkable week on the gay marriage front. First of all, to have a state like Iowa.
What you trying to say about Iowa?
Not the East Coast state.
East Coast.
Not the West Coast state.
West Coast.
In a decision written by a Republican appointee.
Shawty, now you sound so fine. Give me your number, we can mop and grind. Talking about politics all night. Leaving the club in the morning light.
Yeah, if we could carry away
the morning light, yeah.
We just heard from some of our viewers who strongly support legalizing marijuana.
Shawty, five of those calls was from me.
Do you think we should legalize pot alone or all drugs, including heroin, cocaine, and meth?
My brain says no, but my body says yes.
I'm an angry gorilla, I heard you needed me.
Now that Captain Richard Phillips has been successfully rescued, the president has decided to step in front of the spotlight.
Ooh, I may
green, you can't see it, but my forehead's painting.
Even take some credit for authorizing the mission.
Oh, don't you worry, baby boo, you'll always have an angry gorilla to be angry with you. That's what I do. Just ask Donkey Kong, he's in my crew.
At the North Pole, new satellite photos show Arctic ice is melting so fast.
Oh snap, how fast?
Many scientists now predict it won't be gone within 30 years.
Surely you just, I'm under cardiac arrest, shot A.
Some researchers think it could disappear in just 6.
Shit.
Without it, there could be a snowball effect.
Whoa.
With temperatures rising even faster. If we all don't take bold action and take it soon,
yeah,
we will find ourselves on very thin ice.
Very thin ice.
Very thin ice.
Very thin ice. Hurry, pirates on very thin ice.
These pirates are criminals. They are armed gangs on the sea.
That means the ocean.
The United States does not make concessions or ransom payments to pirates.
Embarrassing. Sorry, guys. Sorry. I've got to take this.
Hello, Sade. We can meet up at the mall. I come around at the bookstore until we fall, until we fall.
Love you too, Grandma. Sorry. Any other questions?
So that's Auto-Tune the News, which shows that T-Pain isn't really fucking doing anything.
Well,
somebody's playing
sure.
the keyboard while he does that.
See,
shit.
I think somebody pointed out that really wasn't a lot of auto-tuning. A lot of that was vocoder.
I think a vocoder is when you talk into a mic and the
what you say is controls it.
What you say, controls it, but your original signal really isn't.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say I tested my observations.
Or auto-tune is more of a plug-in or something, right?
Let me break it down real quick. Vocoder, the old school vocoder, like you're like sticking the tube in your mouth and
right,
doing the microphone, and you're literally reflecting the sound out of your mouth and singing at the same time.
Ask Peter Frampton.
Auto-tune, right? Auto-tune is just taking a signal and processing
talk
it.
Talk box is different.
Yeah.
Yeah, talk box. Yeah.
Talk box is different. And then the early vocoders were then taking the signal and processing it, right? Like the Kraftwerk vocoder.
Yeah.
So Frampton, that's the talk box that Frampton had. What's the difference?
That's the reflecting the sound in your mouth. Whatever pitch you're playing a pitch, right? You're playing a guitar tone, or if you're Roger Troutman, you're playing a keyboard note.
Okay.
And that sound is reflected through your mouth. And you want to try to sing around that same pitch. You want to be musical about it so that you're trying to sing around the same pitch so they line up or at least harmonize and you're injecting your vocal texture into the overall tone. So then the auto-tune thing and the vocoder, both of these, you are just singing into a microphone. And it's going in and being processed somewhere. The vocoder is the old school thing, and it's just applying it to like sine waves and algorithms and crap like that. The
auto
tune is saying what note do you want, and it'll be that note. God damn it!
Right. But that can be
tweaked in all kinds of ways.
Yeah.
Plug it in, beat by beat.
I'm sure you can set some sort of sensitivity where it knows what note you're trying to hit and auto-tunes it.
How could you?
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
How easily, Paul, can you do that with audio
from video? Do you know? Is that like an After Effects thing? Is that like a Premiere thing? Somebody has to sell some plugin that almost does it, you know?
Oh, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter what the source is. It doesn't matter if it's coming from a microphone or a WAV file. They're doing it with Katie Couric. You can do it with anything.
Yeah.
It's a plug-in. Yeah, it's just a plug-in.
That's a roundabout segue into the news department of Hook and Cassador. which we'll start with this stuff about Chavez shaking hands with Obama and giving him the book, and everybody's flipping out about it as
like it's the end of the world.
Didn't, as if Nixon didn't sit down with communist leader Chairman Mao, or Reagan didn't sit down with communist leader Gorbachev. Like, what? I don't know what these people are running up for any on. Right, like I don't get what they're where the argument comes from, really. Like, where
hang on, real quick. Here's my favorite point that I think it was Lawrence O'Donnell made on MSNBC this week. Reagan sold weapons to Iran. I mean, come on.
Well, they weren't on weapons his farm to Iran. When he sold them.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't give a rat's ass. He sold weapons to Iran, and somebody's right getting upset about a handshake. Are you kidding me? We're getting upset about talking to other countries. We're talking. Right, we're getting upset about a bow or where anything. It's like this motherfucker sold weapons to Iran.
I never understood how it was bad to like talk to somebody that we had a problem with. It's like let's say you live, you have a next door neighbor, right? They have a next door neighbor. And you guys have you share a fence. And there are some things that happen. Like, you had a party and you didn't tell them and they're like not happy. You know, like, don't ever not just like decide, I'm never talking to them ever again.
And the best approach would be like,
hey neighbor, I'm sorry about the party.
And, you know, well, next party, I think the other thing that
I'm going to invite you. Would you like to come over? And they're like, I love parties.
On top of that, if you catch one of their pets or one of their kids in your yard, you should not torture them.
No, you shouldn't torture them. That's bad.
Neither of those things. Yes.
So everybody's making a big fuss about it and talking about how Chavez is a socialist. I don't know what they're
what they're worried about.
Clearly, in Venezuela, probably about half of the people don't like him. Guess what? That's how the fuck democracies seem to be turning out these days.
What was Bush's democracy too?
Yeah, right. I don't see what the fuss is.
But there are even people like on some of these conservative outlets saying it's like, oh, this communist country. It's like it is a democracy. Chavez was elected. Yeah, he was elected.
People are freaked out because he did the state took over certain industries in the country, and those were.
That happens.
Well, what I'm just saying, those were industries that had external ties, and that's what the big media, the people that you're talking about, that's what they're getting upset about. I'm not saying that what they're getting upset about is legitimate. I'm just saying that's why it's such a big deal.
You mean how he took over the oil dealing and was like, hey, guess what, man? You're going to have to go through me.
Like, hey, English company and American company, like, fuck you. Right. Like, that's what those pundits and stuff people are upset about.
Yeah.
Like, that overturned the industry and U.S. companies and, like, I mean, that's what that's about.
How dare
them
take care of their own resources? How dare them, like, use their own resources to their advantage?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
That's the thing that upsets the people most about what he does. It's
absolutely.
Not, it's not that absolutely. He's decided that people should have this. It's the things that he decides people should have. Like, two resources we have in our whole goddamn country. I'm going to control it. And we're going to make some money off of it. And they're like, he's communist. Oh, socialist motherfucker. Like, well,
did him and Mahmoudinejad get together a while back? Am I making that up? And people were like, see, all those evil guys are bad. And
it may have happened.
This.
It may have been a UN thing where they were near each other.
Basic human standards. Never mind that John McCain introduced legislation outlawing the very techniques. Exactly. So what we need right now, wait a minute, Cliff. Cliff, I have to disagree with you. What we need right now is more information about who, how, when, what this system came about, who's responsible for it, whether or not there were extenuating circumstances. We need to let the government do its job, and
we need
information.
We don't torture. And the moment that is not the case, I want off the train. This government is of, by, and for the people. That means it's mine. That means they torture. I'm not saying what is torture and what is not torture, but I'm saying whatever it is, You don't do it for me. I want off the train when the government starts. I want off. Next stop now.
Shep, I'm not in favor of torture, but all rough techniques are not torture. The American standard. Judy, give me a chance. Judy, my dear, give me a chance.
You've said this before. We heard you, and you're saying that these things that we've already done aren't torture.
I'm not saying whether they are or not. What I'm about to say is that the American standard is that which shocks the conscience. Now, you tell me which would shock your conscience more, pushing a guy and giving him a scare in order to get him to tell about a terrorist plot, or letting him go back to his cell and having a terrorist plot kill hundreds or maybe thousands of Americans. My conscience would be shocked by not using coercive methods short of torture in order to get the information we need
to
save
people's lives.
That's my conscience.
That's right. John McCain,
you never use torture.
This is about
So wait a minute, I think I've got the...
Does somebody have a good idea of what walling is?
It's lawyers who would basically tell the Bush administration everything walling? You want. I read this.
I've got a lawyer. I can tell my lawyer, go do this for me.
And he'll
just do it. It will be done.
So the CIA manipulates the Justice Department into letting it do whatever it wants. I read these memoranda.
That's opinion, Judge. I mean, a lot of that's opinion, right? We've got Bob Baer saying one thing. We've got a lot of people saying another thing. We had the former CIA director came out and said this stuff helped.
We are America.
I agree. I don't give a rat's ass if it helps.
I agree.
We are America. We do not fucking torture.
Right.
We don't do it. But here's the point. And the point is this, is that you've got two schools of thought. You cannot just say, okay, this school of thought is accurate and Bob Baer is trying to sell books.
This guy seems ridiculous is like one of the most reasonable voices about this.
Because that's the shtick, man. They counterweight super ridiculous with slightly less ridiculous.
Right. Well, you know what I'm saying, though? Right.
Yeah.
People should be that upset.
Yes, I agree. No, I absolutely agree. I mean,
I think that's why it's going to go ahead, because of the support that, like, the normal fucking person gives to the issue.
Right. No one likes us.
Does that feel to you that, like, really, in this country, that people are really a little more upset about shit than should be upset about now?
No, I think it's been repressed, and they're letting
you mean
pour
with
out
the new
now.
President? You think it's like more repressed?
I think it has been repressed, and you're seeing it's pouring out now, so it seems exaggerated.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I think.
Yeah, absolutely. It's totally exaggerated, but because it was pent up for so long, I think is why.
Yeah.
Because people were getting arrested for wearing T-shirts to rallies. Do you remember this crap?
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
I mean,
we
talked about it on the old show.
Happens. Shit like that still happens to people, but I think you get a little more attention and I think the media is almost bursting out on it too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the media changed even
a
that
lot of
stuff.
People are people are like, they're like, it's a love affair with Barack Obama. And it's like, yeah.
Well,
in general, the media is probably kind of excited about him.
Sure. Yeah.
Maybe they're having a really hard time, like, veiling it and making it seem like it's professional. Yes. Yes. Maybe they are.
Sure. Let's put it this way. I remember seeing issues of Newsweek and that were glossy spreads of Bush and Cheney and Ashcroft.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it was like it was like political icon porn, basically.
Yeah.
And this is at the height of the wars. So I don't give a what rat's ass what people say about the media licking Obama. They licked Bush and Cheney just as hard. You know,
they had a hard time with their professionality then.
Yeah, right. Yeah. In fact, why in the hell did we go to war if the media was doing the job so well? In fact, that clip we were just listening to earlier was Judith Miller, the biggest fucking pawn for the White House and Scooter Libby. She was writing anything that they wanted her to. That's how all that crap got into the New York Times of all places. The legitimized.
All right.
And I think that then takes us to the end of the news segment.
News.
don't know. No, we're talking about music here in the
yep.
Concasador episode yep. 4, right? 4.
That's right. Four. Is that right? Already 4?
We skipped one. It would have been 5 if we hadn't skipped a week, but.
Okay.
Talk about She and Him, which is Zoe Deschanel, the actress.
Yep. And M. Ward.
Musician, yep. And M. Ward, which I don't know. I didn't know about this stuff until recently, and I really dig it. I don't know. Have you guys heard much of it?
I've heard a little bit of it. It's not. Quite popular.
I'm recording now.
So, we like La La a lot. Even though sometimes maybe they don't make good decisions about their employees. She and him is on La La and Amazon for $4, which is pretty cheap as far as, brand new albums go. We were talking about how maybe it's, the prices are coming down some digital versions of
I honestly think $4 for a downloadable album is about
very appropriate. Yes, that's right. That's right. Absolutely.
That was the Depeche Mode album, I guess. That was $4. Right. So I don't know how much the She and Him is.
It's a normal price. It's like $7.50, I think.
Yeah, which isn't bad either. It's better than $20 at Borders.
Right. Right.
Oh God.
But
yeah.
I don't know. It's just like the cost of actually making it.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you know this, Josh. You know this, Paul. I'm not telling you.
MP3
guys
factories.
Yeah.
MP3 factories, man.
Those kids are hurting. Those MP3 makers. Yes. My arms hurt. I make all these bits. Every day I make bits.
On the line, busting that, cranking out MP3s.
The bit press.
Right.
We were talking about how Depeche Mode and Pet Shop Boys both had albums that came out recently, kind of a blast from the past.
On the same day.
For us old folks, it's time catching up with us here, for sure.
Depeche Mode, I think, has like, aged pretty well, though. I saw the video, and like I've heard some of the album, and it's pretty freaking good. I mean, it's kind of what they do. It sounds like what they do.
Right.
And that was the $4 album. That was the $4 album on La La and on Amazon. Where they both eat that. Like they.
Right.
It's a promo price.
For the flack that some of the 80s are, 80s music in general takes, sometimes from people, like, there are some real timeless artists that came out of the 80s. Depeche Mode is one of them.
Oh, yeah, man.
Prince is one of them, but I think we've heard both said bad things about the new Prince record that we're not too thrilled about it with. But typically, Prince is kind of one of those timeless artists from the 80s.
Have you listened to all three of the discs?
No, I have not. It just seemed a little too spazzy. We were saying it was like, so... Yeah. Man. I haven't heard good things about it. I'm not excited to listen to it, is what I'm saying.
It's about one disc worth of listening.
Yeah. Is that all on one disc, or is that spread out across three discs?
spread out across two discs.
Okay.
One disc is
a little
like,
too much work for me.
I am a magical Maximilian, Princess New, really pretty lady who sings songs. I almost sing like Prince. That was the first disc, which I was like, what the what? And then there's the Lotus Flower, which is spelled with a 3.
Okay, sure, it's Prince. She's going to do that.
And then there's the other disc, which is, I think, the best disc. Which I can't even think of the actual name of it, but it's way more R&B and... way more consistent. The Lotus Flower one has weird, like, elevatory, jazzy stuff on it. And, like, I'm a band from, like, Juarez, Mexico. I'm going to play a song, too. It's very schizophrenic.
Yep.
I think we talked about this before, but, like, it's...
Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
So there's this new Amon Tobin project called Two Fingers that's a little bit different than his normal fare. It's a little bit more dubstepy, I'd say, or more like, I don't know, reggae, modern reggae influenced music. Influenced or something?
Reggaeton? Reggaeton?
Dancehall-ish. Cool.
Dancehall?
Grimy. Yeah. Kind of grimy.
Grimy. Okay. I'm down.
I want to hear cool. It. Yeah, I think, I don't know. It's pretty quality.
Awesome. I've been reading a lot of good things about it, unlike the Prince record.
Movement,
but he's gonna Twitter that.
Yes.
The movement, the Detroit Electronic Music Festival is chock full of some pretty large badassery.
The Dempf.
I would like to go if it wasn't in Detroit.
I would like to go. Yeah.
The Dempf is Glitch Mob and about a million amazing DJs.
Yeah, looks pretty cool. Detroit's like the most dangerous city in the country, I guess. I just read today, but.
It goes back and forth.
Whatever.
It goes back and forth between Detroit and Chicago and DC.
Does that
actually,
make it
a lot
that makes it
lately.
An extreme vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adventure. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, let's pick a few DJs from this list. We got Z Trip,
RJ, Z Trip, RJ,
Glitch Mob. I saw
Flying African Lotus, Africa Bambaataa.
Bambaataa, right, right. Oh gosh, there was a few more on there that were just kind of amazing, but yeah, it's a huge long fat list
to
hear.
It's a ridiculous list. Yeah, it's a ridiculous list.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's gonna be,
and it's like $40 or something. $30 and $40 for the whole weekend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Carl Cox, Carl Craig.
Can you get there on train from Indy?
Nah, it would suck.
It would suck. Yeah, it would suck.
But anyway, sure. speaking of shows, Paul and I saw Code 9 in Chicago, and it was kind of the deal. Thing about that?
Pretty darn cool. It was our first time, I think, both for us to go to Sonotech, which was an interesting little spot with an interesting little layout.
What sort of venue is it? Where is it?
It
feels like the teleporter room or something on the start, like the holodeck or something.
Exactly. You know what? That's the best description yet I've heard of it. It's like like the old school Star Trek teleporter room, like with the little multiple tiers, you know,
right?
And then
right.
like some big like mechanical thing in the middle, which would be the DJ booth or maybe the control room. But yeah, it's got an interesting little layout, but a big rock and sound system, and
extremely way too big DJ booth.
it's hard to know what to focus on. But the cool thing was, there's like 40 or 50 people there, and we were watching basically the guy that sort of personifies dubstep music do a DJ set, and it was amazing. Oh. It was really amazing. It was fun.
High energy, and very good stuff.
I've got some video and some photos that I'll get uploaded here shortly, and so everyone can take part in at least a little bit of what we saw. And I was just blipping on Blip FM earlier tonight and did this a search because Josh did a remix of one of my tracks a while ago and was going to blip it, but I noticed one of my complete mixes. Volume 2 on Blip FM, so I blipped it, and you can listen to the entire mix there. Especially on that mix in particular, I get crazy, crazy stats on that I cannot explain. It's really bizarre. Like 666 megabytes downloaded to China each month kind of thing.
Exactly. 666?
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody siphons it.
Remember I talked about that a while back where I got crazy weird numbers and they were all coming from China?
Yeah, yeah.
Were they exactly like 666?
Yes. it's really
that's
weird. I'll look at it for next show, but we'll leave you with that and check out the mixes. I'm working on a couple more, so hopefully we'll be able to link you up with some new stuff soon.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thanks for watching show number